Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Good to be with you this Tuesday, January 20th, 7:43 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Alan Erdman, President and CEO of Lutheran Family and Children's Services. It's good to have you back in studio, Reverend
Thanks,
Erdman.
Andy.
So tell us what is going on these days at Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri.
Well, these are exciting and challenging times, as always.
Yeah.
We just wrapped up the Christmas season. And I'll start with a big thank you to many Lutheran churches, individuals, businesses. We gave more than $35,000 worth of aid away to families this Christmas. And it's kind of interesting because we got away from the adopting of families to more of a gift card environment.
Yeah.
And what that really allowed us to do was to make sure that everybody got treated equally. And we were able to actually touch more lives. And I got to say, there's a donor out there who at the last minute showed up with a $7,000 gift.
Oh, wow.
That really just helped us reach out to a whole lot of families. You know, for listeners out there, you know, you always see the 100 most needy cases in the newspaper.
Sure.
Well, behind that 100 most needy cases, there's probably 3,000 more cases that the not-for-profit community reaches out to help. And so it's a monumental effort, and I tell you, I've got a little gal down at Lutheran Family, Dee Restrepo, who organizes this whole thing, and it's kind of like her mission, and I just got to appreciate her heart for how she reaches out to people.
Well, thanks be to God for all those people who were so generous over this past season and able to serve so many people because of their giving. So that's
Absolutely.
Just great.
I mean, It's just a wonderful reflection of how people exercise faith.
Now, last time we talked, I believe you all were in the process of moving offices.
We have. We have moved over into Olivet, and we are at 9666 Olive Street. Now, ask yourself, okay, how hard does a Lutheran minister have to work to get an address that has 666 in it? But actually, we're on the fourth floor of our building, and we have the entire floor, and it's turned out to be a real blessing for us.
And if I remember correctly, this meant that folks didn't necessarily have to share desks and workspace like before.
No, we've got about 8,000 more square feet than we had before, and we've seen an increase in business, actually. You know, now, in my business, an increase in business means more people are coming to counseling, or more people are adopting babies. And but that's the good stuff of our work, is bringing healing and hope to people.
Well, let's talk about the ways that that Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri serves our communities. What are all the services that are offered through LFCS?
Oh, just a couple. our statewide service is in child welfare and adoption work. And that is, we're one of five Hague-accredited agencies in Missouri. So we can do international adoptions. We can do special needs adoptions. We can do African-American adoptions, healthy weight infant adoptions. Unfortunately, Andy, one of the biggest increases in our business is in grandparents seeking the guardianship of their grandchildren. And that is a comment about methamphetamine and what it's doing to a lot of families and how it's destroying a lot of lives. And it's really, it's kind of heart-rending when you watch people who are supposedly supposed to be in the golden age of life, you know, taking it easy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they've got a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old they're trying to raise. And it's a completely different way of looking at life. Statewide, we also have a seniors program down in Cape Girardeau. We have offices in Columbia, Springfield, Cape Girardeau, St. Charles, and we own a daycare center up in North St. Louis. Here in the St. Louis community, we have 9 different counseling sites where people, you know, and that always kind of interests me, because everybody can use a little fine-tuning once in a while, even us Lutheran ministers, you know. And what a sign of strength it is when somebody says, I need a little help, you know, because therapy is not a 10-year deal. Therapy can be 3 sessions and we've got it figured out. But what a gift it is when somebody can actually say, hey, I'm going to go get some help because I want to be a happier person and I want to be the person that God wants me to be. Aside from the counseling side, thanks to the St. Louis County Children's Tax Fund, We now have 44 mental health counselors in schools in St. Louis County. And I mean, this just isn't the Lutheran schools. I mean, we are in Normandy, Hazelwood, Bayless, Riverview Gardens. We have people all over the place. And it's kind of humbling because anytime something happens in one of those schools, we have to fill out critical incidents reports. And my vice president of program is the second to the last signature, Paulette, and then I'm the last signature. And I sat down in November and signed 52 of those. Hmm. And the first 17 were all kids we stopped from killing themselves.
Wow.
You know, that it's truly a gift of God that we've got these people out in these schools because I'm an old guy, okay? But it's a different world out there between how you can go onto Facebook and mm-hmm. how you communicate with people. You know, back when I was in grade school, none of that existed. But I got to tell you, you know, so I go through those first 17 critical incidents reports. Number 18 was a little girl whose grandfather beat her with an extension cord because she wouldn't eat her green beans. Okay? Now, back in the day when I was a little kid, if you didn't eat your green beans, you got that big lecture about there were kids in China who wanted those green beans, you know. But nobody ever got beat with an extension cord. It's a different world out there. And we need to be out there advocating for our kids, protecting our kids, making sure they get every opportunity they can to grow up to be the people that God wants them to be.
Hmm. So 44 counselors across the St. Louis area.
Yeah. St. Louis County.
Help these students to serve in, and you said not just in Lutheran schools, in public schools across
the... public schools. We're in Melville, mm-hmm. All over the place.
What a difference that makes, I'm sure. And what a way to serve our community that you can reach those students who need that support, who need that help. Now, in addition, you mentioned child welfare and adoption being other services that LFCS offers here in Missouri. So adoption, any idea how many adoptions are happening here in Missouri and how many are waiting to be adopted?
Well, I can tell you this. We have about 1,500 kids in foster care in the state of Missouri right now. And those are 1,500 kids who want to be adopted. But, you know, as you and I were talking here, why don't we just have all our listeners call in if you want to adopt a 15-year-old this morning? You know, I don't see the panel lighting up or anything like that. But those kids want to be loved. They want to be in forever families. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like to go away to college and not have anybody write to you, mm-hmm. not have anybody send you anything? Thanksgiving comes and everybody goes home and you're there.
Yeah.
You know, that those kids want to be loved. They want to be cared for. And, you know, if there's anybody out there in radio land today who wants more information about adoption, call us. You know, our number is 787-5100. And we'd love to talk to you about adopting a child, caring for a child, opening your heart to a child.
Hmm. So adoption is certainly a great service that LFCS offers. Foster care. We've talked about that before. We've talked with Bev Schaefer at Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. That's a service that you said there are how many?
1,500 kids statewide in foster care. You know,
wow.
And those are all state-licensed foster families. You know, being a foster parent's a really cool thing. If any of our listeners out there are jigsaw puzzle people, okay? being a foster parent is like finding the four corners of a jigsaw puzzle mm-hmm. and then putting all the straight pieces together. It's to give a child a framework for mm-hmm. life and then trust that God's going to complete that picture. You know, it's a wonderful ministry. We've got a couple foster parents who have had over 60 babies in their homes.
We had a chance to talk with some of them last year. And man,
they're amazing.
They are. You know, they have just been given some gifts and talents that are amazing. That are just, you know, perfect for what they're given to do in that vocation as foster parent. And thanks be to God for them.
Absolutely. And the ones that just really touch my heart sometimes are the foster parents who take in special needs babies and then actually end up adopting. I mean, you've got to have an incredible heart to do that. And the way they reach out to those little kids, it's just really something special.
Absolutely. Well, so all of those, and there are many other services. You said that it's quite a long list of services that LFCS offers.
We are also the FEMA disaster responders for the state of Missouri. and we have, haven't even gotten around to our mentoring programs. We have about 600 kids from the city of St. Louis who are in our after-school mentoring programs and then our Step Up program, which is an evidence-based curriculum to help kids grow up. And it's just really neat stuff. I got to tell you, every year we give a $1,000 scholarship away to one of the kids from our mentoring program. And 2 years ago, the gal who got the scholarship was a junior in high school. She had already written her first book. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm 62. I haven't written a book yet. she was just impressive young people who need somebody to pave the way for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to watch our very capable staff do that.
And how nice to hear, as you said, something to help them grow up. But, you know, a lot of kids grow up, but grow up the tough way. You know, they learn life's lessons in a very difficult environment. To have support like this through LFCS to help them grow up in a way that's healthy and leads to productivity and being contributors.
Well, we'll go on to another program. We have the OASIS school tutoring program.
Mm-hmm.
And Luann Boimer is our director of that program. And the OASIS tutors are people who go into schools and read and write with kids 1 to 2 hours a week. Real easy way to use your faith, okay? I mean, 1 to 2 hours a week, and you go in, and sometimes you get the same child you get to work with all through grade school. You know, and what a difference that makes in the lives of those kids. And again, not every child is fortunate to have a mom and a dad. You know, there's a lot of brokenness in this world. That's why Lutheran Family is here, is our job is to bring healing and hope so that people can go back to their congregations and worship mightily.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on this year with Lutheran Family and Children's Services. Any events coming up? Anything you want us to know about?
We always have events, Andy.
I know.
Starting February 7th, we have a wine tasting event down at the Racket Club on Kings Highway. It's on our website, which is lfcsmo.org. We have a golf tournament coming up in May. We have an auction coming up in August. And if you want to travel a little bit, in each of the regions we have events. So that I could fill your calendar, young man. But, you know, the really neat thing, and events are wonderful, but events enable our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It helps us to make new friends in the community.
Right.
I can't say enough about our boards and our board leadership. It's an exciting ministry because it tangibly is a way that God changes and heals lives.
And thanks be to God for the many people who make up that, the staff, the volunteers, the partners in the communities that help change these lives of young people, of people of all ages, really. As you've been describing here, we've been talking a lot about children, but it really affects a whole family.
Well, it does. And, you know, Lutheran Family started in 1868 as the first orphanage of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Right over here in De Pere.
Right over there, right next to St. Paul's Lutheran Church, where De Pere City Hall is. De Pere City Hall is actually one of the original buildings of the orphan's home. And we are watching, you know, the orphanage closed in the late 1960s, and we're watching that generation kind of pass on to heaven now. But I can't say enough about the lively faith of the people that worked at that home, grew up in that home, and how they will just unabashedly tell you how important Jesus is to them.
Well, amen to that. Well, it is. It's been good to check in with you. Always, always keep in touch and keep us informed what's going on with Lutheran Family and Children's Services. The Reverend Alan Erdman, President and CEO of LFCS of Missouri. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Good being here.
God's blessings.
Blessings.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading right here on Worldwide KFUO.